In her introduction, Food Bank of Alaska Executive Director Susanna Morgan pointed to two clusters of small flags stuck into the grass behind her.
We have 83,000 people in Alaska that access food assistance from a food pantry, a soup kitchen, a mobile food pantry, a senior center, a youth program every year. These flags here behind me, each one represents 1,000 people.
Dave Barney of the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club doesn't need flags to understand hunger in Anchorage.
Throughout the school year, we participate in their snack program, where our kids get a two-component snack after school, put food in their bellies. And it's sad to say, but sometimes that's the last meal that those kids are going to eat until they see us the next morning before school. And then and during the summer times, our kids get a hot lunch every day at 1 o'clock Monday through Friday.
Besides flags, Morgan used some downtown Anchorage geography to stress hunger's grip within the city.
Right here in downtown Anchorage, it looks like we're standing in the middle of a beautiful park. But if you walk a couple blocks that way, you end up at New Hope on the Last Frontier, which runs a mobile food pantry on Thursday nights and a food pantry on Tuesday. Anybody here been there to the New Hope? Yeah. They serve approximately 150 families every week. Now, if you head that way a couple blocks, you end up at the downtown soup kitchen, which provides a hot meal to folks every day.
When Morgan asked if any in the audience had been to the New Hope food pantry, she was not speaking to community volunteers. Her question was directed at the sizable group who personally face hunger and were drawn less to the ceremony than to the mobile food pantry truck parked nearby. According to Morgan, they represented the ever-growing number of people in the state needing food assistance. She says the shaky economy has reduced the amount of contributions coming from big stores like Cars Safeway and Fred Meyer's. That drop increases the need for more individual contributions. Morgan says on the positive side is a boost in government support. Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Bill Hogan announced that his department would again help fund the special Thanksgiving food distribution by giving $50,000 to the food bank. But at the same time, he also described the statewide growth of hunger.
Frankly, the number of households or number of families that have needed the food stamp program has grown dramatically. In the past year alone, we have 4,000 additional households who've signed up for food stamps.
Steve Brown of the University of Alaska's Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service described the continuing contributions of food made by Alaska's small but concerned agricultural community.
Over the past 5 years, the University of Alaska Fairbanks has donated on average 26,000 pounds of potatoes each year to the food bank. And that's just a small percentage compared to what other farmers in Alaska also donate to the food bank.
But with demand up 30% this year, Morgan says the food bank is struggling to meet statewide needs. Public awareness is crucial. So this month, the food bank is sponsoring a special event.
We are challenging folks to try and live on the amount of money they would get if they were on food stamps. It's about $2 a meal, maybe a little less, per individual. So we're challenging folks to try and see what it's like to be one of these folks who needs food assistance and are really trying to make ends meet.
So far, about 30 people have signed up, including State Senator Johnny Ellis and his office staff, Senator Liesl McGuire, and Representative Lindsey Holmes. The challenge period runs from Saturday, September 12th through Friday, September 18th. For information on the food stamp challenge, or simply how you can help fight hunger in Anchorage and the state, check out the Food Bank of Alaska website or call the Anchorage office. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.